Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Good evening, sports fans. Jesse Bell here, live and in living color, as you can tell, given the raucous crowd and arena music in the background. I am here at the Slush Puppy Place for the 9th annual Commerce versus Engineering Rivalry Charity Hockey Game. We will do our best to keep the focus on charity here tonight, of course, because that is ultimately what everybody is here for. But let's be honest with ourselves. It's a rivalry between these two proud programs, and I think that intensity will shine through both in the stands and on the ice. We have still got a good deal of time before puck drop officially, because with games of this nature, the focus isn't so much on the on-ice product, but rather the pyro and ballyhoo that surrounds it. But the good news is, this gives me an excuse to play some top-tier Canadian content for you fine folks at home. And I have got a jam-packed playlist full of local favorites and some longtime Canadian legends. So this is a bit of a hybrid experience. You're getting something of a live on location, almost indie wake-up call, if you will, and some top-notch hockey action. This is one of the proudest traditions on the Queen's University campus, and I am so thrilled to be here tonight. So I'd like to thank the outstanding Cure Cancer Classic exec admin team for making this possible, and I'd like to thank you fine folks for tuning in to join us. I will be checking in with you a few times throughout the broadcast here tonight, but it's looking like puck drop is going to be closer to 7:20 p.m. And as such, I think I will take the time to play our first track of the evening. And it's actually a hot new release from one of my favorite local artists. This is the iconic Piner with her latest release, Odelia, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm going to be back with you again in about 10 minutes' time, and we're going to get ready for some hot hockey action. But until then, my friends, enjoy a little bit of Piner live from Slush Puppy Place. We'll be right back.
You're a deity. Live it in a theater. Take me to heaven the next time you go. Love me endlessly. You got it all.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jesse Bell here with you live on location from Slush Puppy Place for the 9th annual Commerce Engineering Charity Hockey Game as part of the broader Cure Cancer Classic. And we're still a few minutes away from puck drop here, so let me give you the rundown on the Cure Cancer Classic. Cure Cancer Classic, or CCC, is a student-run non-profit commerce club at Queen's University that raises funds for the Canadian Cancer Society through sporting events. Since its founding, the event has brought together the campus and community to support cancer research and has raised nearly $3 million towards the fight against cancer. And folks, cancer is something that touches each and every single household. Every family has somebody in it who has done battle with this affliction, mine included. We lost my aunt in 2024 to a form of blood cancer, so tonight's game has an added significance for me in that sense. My uncle currently battling a similar disease, so if you haven't donated already to our friends at the Canadian Cancer Society, giving through the Cure Cancer Classic is always a great way to do so. Let me tell you about some of the events they've run in 2025, 2026. They had a golf event that raised nearly $82,000. The Queen's Classic raised $127,450. Laps for Life raised $47,000. The Commerce Classic raised $175,925. So right now, the projected total is between $650,000 and $700,000 raised for the Canadian Cancer Society. So take a moment. I'm going to give them one as well. A round of applause to the 2025-2026 Cure Cancer Classic Exec Admin Team. That is a life-changing amount of money. And let me give you a broader view. So over the years, and we're going to start in 2021-2022, nearly $400,000 raised. 2022-2023, $450,000 raised. 2023-2024, check this out, folks, $624,000 raised. Last year, $563,000 raised. So they've already exceeded a five-year high for money raised, which is incredible to see. Which is a Like I said, folks, this is a rivalry game, and we're going to get intense action on the ice. We're going to get raucous cheers in the crowd. But what matters most at the end of the day is the Queens community and the Kingston community writ large banding together to raise a meaningful amount of money for the Canadian Cancer Society. You love to hear it. You love to see it. And folks, referring to my game day script, we've still got a ways to go before we get our official puck drop here. But let me give you a rundown on the lineups for both teams before we throw it back to the tunes. Team Engineering, number 4, Aiden Milne. Number 6, Theo Broker. Number 7, Lucas Hallstrom. Number 8, Logan Michaud. Number 9, Mex Chelico. Love that. That's an awesome name. Number 11, Jackson Barnes. Number 12, Cormac Smallgonier. Number 14, Eli Chu. Number 19, Ben White. Number 21, Christos Kronis. Another outstanding name. Number 22, Nick Roussel. Number 26, Carter Robertson. Number 27, Evan Graham. Number 44, Tanner Attu. Number 66, Luke McPherson. Number 93, Kieran Olthoffer. And their goaltenders, number 36, Dawson Rowe. Number 32, Ben Arigas. Team Commerce, number 4, Matthew Welton. Number 6, Jacob Smolin. Number 9, Chrysantos Fouridis. Number 10, Reed Allen. Number 11, Holden Katzelay. Number 13, Grayson Ibrahim. Number 14, Ryan Kidd. Number 15, Tristan Fidel. Number 18, Eric Russell. Number 19, Michael Strapp. Great hockey name, Michael Strapp. Number 20, Zach Paytish. Number 24, Jake Pullen. Number 26, Logan Lesage. Number 34, Thomas Chafe. Number 44, Noah Batiste. Number 55, Josh Kudo. Number 77, Sam Lawson. Number 88, Will Shepard. Number 94, Lucas Vincenze. And their goaltenders, number 29, Kevan Nakvi, and number 1, Colin Kelly. So there are your roster breakdowns for Team Engineering, the Purple Terror, and Team Commerce wearing the blue and white tonight. It's going to be an awesome evening of sports action. And folks, I've also got a fantastic 100% Canadian playlist that I am spinning some select tracks from all throughout the evening. We've already heard from two local staples. We played Piner's latest release, Odelia, and then one of my favorite tracks from 2025, you heard Adonis from Nice On. And I want to throw it back. I want to throw it way back. Another Kingston connection. We're going to play a little bit of Blue Rodeo for you. This one goes out to my parents, who I know are listening at home, big Blue Rodeo aficionados. So let me hit you up with Till I Am Myself Again right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM. We will have some hockey action for you, but there's a lot of pomp and circumstance tonight that we got to plow through first. So I got some great tunes for you. Catch you in a few, folks. Here we go, a little bit of Blue Rodeo.
Worse. Hope that I can get People laughed while it burned. Well, I tried to run, but my legs were numb. I had to wait till the feeling returned. Well, I don't need a doctor to figure it out. I know what's passing me by. When I look in the mirror, sometimes I see traces of some other guy. Well, I wanna go. I know I can't stay. I don't wanna run feeling this way. Did I lie myself? Did I?
faces of the ones you love.
Welcome back, folks. We are live here tonight at the 9th annual Engineering and Commerce Rivalry Game, and all the money raised is part of the broader Cure Cancer Classic sports fundraising activities, a great nonprofit located on Queen's University campus. Shout out, it is actually a commerce-run club, and they are on pace to raise between $650,000 and $700,000 in this year's iteration of the Cure Cancer Classic. So, shout out to the outstanding job done by this exec admin team. I am telling you right now, this place is packed to the rafters. There is not a spare seat to be found. You can't even get in standing room only. And the atmosphere here tonight, as you can hear, is utterly electric. Although, if I'm honest, I think Eng has been the rowdier, louder crew, and they have serenaded the commerce side with some rather colorful language already, which maybe flies in the face of the charitable spirit of tonight's proceedings, but I think speaks to the intensity of this rivalry between these two proud programs. We are making our way through the opening ceremonies here tonight. If you're just joining us, tonight's game is going to be a lot more about what takes place between the periods rather than during the periods. That being said, these games are often prone to dramatics. And by that I mean last year it was Engineering that scored an overtime victory. So these games are maybe a little short on skill, but certainly long on theatrics. So I think we're in for a real treat this evening. I'm buzzing. I am your host, Jesse Bell, and I want to thank you all for joining me here tonight. Very special broadcast on a Thursday night. And we have got $721,875. That is an incredible amount of money raised. This place is going bananas. We have standing ovations from one end of the rink to the other. And I'm on my feet. I'm going to give a round of applause. Outstanding charitable work here. Over $720,000 raised. I've got goosebumps. Ooh, running up and down my arm. I've got a tear in my eye. Incredible work, not just by this exec team, but for everybody that showed up and showed out to each of the Cure Cancer Classic events. A well-earned recipient of flowers down there at the ice, the two lead execs. Man, you can report this. Go ahead. Text your friends, call your friends, tell them. $721,875.44 raised in the 2025-2026 Cure Cancer Classic. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable work. $721,000. Mother of pearl. Whew. Great job, girls. Incredible work there. You've made this Queens alumnus proud. You've made your friends and family proud. Unbelievable stuff. Folks, we are going to take one more musical interlude break, and when we come back, we will finally finally get puck drop here at Slush Puppy Place. But I'm having a great time. I hope you are as well. In that last music block, we heard from Blue Rodeo, The Beaches, and Vancouver's own Danny Beckner, who's been back in the news thanks to the success of a Wolf Parade track in Heated Rivalry. We now ask you to raise your lights. And I am going to raise my lights in a show of solidarity here as I get our next track queued up. And folks, we're going to throw it to a bit of a 90s throwback here. Coming up next on this hybrid sports and music broadcast, we've got a little bit of Pez, a throwback to the early days of Billy Talent. This is Bird in the Basement. And by the time you hear my voice, we will be underway. Proceedings will begin here at Slush Puppy Place for the 9th annual Commerce Eng Hockey Game. But I really think that it could be you. goodness gracious, in all my years of sports broadcasting, I have never been in an atmosphere like this one. The Canadian anthem left me with chills, and we are underway. Commerce Eng hockey. It's going to be Eng with the first rush. Milne tries to center this one. Stopped up behind the Commerce side of the ice. We have got a loud bleep you Commerce chant courtesy of the engineering contingent, and still cycling the puck in the Commerce end. No shots on goal yet, but certainly a good continued effort. That is back to Milne. Milne controls the puck. He throws it over to Ben White. Ben White loses control. Commerce unable to clear. First shot on, tipped just over Kayvon Nokvi. Eng continuing the pressure. Broker chips the puck down, but Commerce will finally break this extended offensive rush, and that is a penalty that will be called on Eng. A tripping call there. Number 34, Thomas Chafe, taken down at center ice, and Commerce is going to get a 6-on-5 rush here, as the goaltender has made his way to the bench. Commerce is going to get, it looks like, the first offensive opportunity of the evening. Taken down along the boards, centered, but it is going to be grabbed by engineering. But Commerce will go on the power play. We will get a little bit of asymmetrical action here. If you're just joining us, we are underway. These are 15-minute periods as well, so not the standard 20 minutes. This is 15 minutes of fast, furious, chaotic action. $721,000 raised. Commerce wins the draw here on the power play. Centered, shot saved by Dawson Rowe. That was a great scoring opportunity for Commerce. Looks like that was Logan Lesage who took the shot there. Pinged aggressively off the white helmet of Dawson Rowe. So the first shot of the game was a good one, and it will be a memorable one for Dawson Rowe, who bells will be ringing, hopefully for not too long. Commerce wins the draw up at the point. Cycling it, Katsule tries to center that one, misses his man, but Commerce maintains control. Another centering pass, this one tipped away by Eng. Commerce just a 30 seconds or so into their first power play of the evening. Centered, shot saved by Dawson Rowe. Two in a row for Rowe. And he's hoping not too many more to go. If you're just joining us, folks, the ninth annual Commerce Eng rivalry game, part of the broader Cure Cancer Classic. Another draw won by Commerce on this power play. Two shots on goal for Commerce so far. Nothing has hit the net for Eng. And that is a third shot taken from the point, saved by Dawson Rowe. They went five hole, but Rowe ready and reliable there. Commerce has got Holden Katsule down there. Thomas Chafe taking the faceoff. Chafe wins the faceoff. Katsule to the point. Lawson passes it over to Russell. Russell passes it back to Holden Katsule. Katsule to the point. Back to Katsule. They are looking for any gap in this engineering penalty kill. Less than a minute to go on this penalty kill. And Eng so far has been stable. Lawson keeps that puck in the zone, passes over to Russell. Russell across the ice. Another shot on net, tipped but wide. Eng scrambling, frantically trying to get this puck out of their defensive zone, and they will indeed do so. And they're going to get a partial line change, but the defenders stay on. And that will do. Eng manages to chip this one away from center ice. Full line change for a penalty killing unit that was on the ice for about a minute 40 of that 2-minute power play. Commerce blazing down the left-hand side behind the net. Puck in no man's land throw it on, tipped, and ultimately going wide, but the puck is still behind the engineering goaltender, Dawson Rowe, who has all of the game's saves so far. Kudo for Commerce. Passes it down. Another shot on Dawson Rowe. This one from the side of the net, saved with ease by the engineering goaltender. We've got a scrum behind the net. Great opportunity, blocked. Commerce continuing to pepper Dawson Rowe, but Dawson Rowe says no. And that penalty has been killed. So we are back to 5-on-5 as we get a bit of fracas down by the engineering end of the ice. My, oh my, fast and furious action here. This has been an absolute treat so far. Shout out to our technical manager, Chancellor Miracle, for helping this broadcast sound as good as it possibly can. The man is a miracle worker. Engineering wins the draw and finally manages to clear their zone. A bit of a spinorama there, but this ain't the pros, folks. Moves like that are going to come at a cost. Engineering does manage to keep the puck in the Commerce end of the ice. But so far, Commerce has been in control. Chip this one into the neutral zone. Attu manages to get this one to his defensive battery mate as engineering will clear this down the ice. But it will be an icing call. Noah Vatese sending that one way, way down the ice. Oh, sorry. That is Tanner Attu. Noah Vatese is number 44 for Commerce. My mistake there, folks. That was Tanner Attu who generated the icing call there. Draw one by Commerce, taken to the point. But they can't quite corral this puck. Still a 0-0 game here, but Commerce has had four scoring opportunities to Engineering's one, and they've gotten four shots on net. Puck is at the point. That's a tricky shot, ultimately deflected, but that's a dangerous one from the defenseman at the point there. Allen with the puck. Allen loses the puck. Engineering looking for a breakout. That's Chelico, the incredibly named Mex Chelico, who lost the puck there. I'm not sure what Mex is short for, but we may find out tonight. Commerce, oh, beautiful move along the left-hand side of the rink, but ultimately took two Eng defenders, but they did indeed get the puck, and that is a great one-man rush from Engineering, but ultimately a turnover, a shot on net, and a save from Dawson Rowe. Commerce keeps possession in the neutral zone, circling back. Eng with the steal. That's Ben White. Ben White. He could go all night, and he gets the first engineering shot on goal, but ultimately knocked away as we get a little bit of the chippy stuff. Commerce on the break. Eng does manage to get back, so very nearly a golden scoring opportunity for your Commerce program, but Eng holds steady, made of sterner stuff. Eng has the puck in their own zone. Milne centers this one to Ben White. Ben White passing this one. Oh, they tried a give and go. Jackson Barnes to Ben White, but they lost possession. However, an aggressive forecheck gets the puck back for the engineering squad, and they are going to get a good scoring look here. Shot on goal, saved by Nakvi. Eng maintains possession. But it looks like Commerce will be able to break this offensive rush. And they do indeed clear the puck. So we get our first action from Kayvon Nakvi. But it will be Eng taking this puck from their own zone. Cycling it up the boards. An aggressive Commerce forecheck generates a turnover. And now your Commies are on the attack. Thomas Chafe. Great defensive play there from Cormac Smolgonier. As Eng will regain possession deep in their own zone. Noah Vatese trying to draw a trip, but the Olympics are over, my friend. That was a bit of a dive. No penalty on either side, so we're going to continue to play at even strength here. Commerce regrouping in their own zone. 0-0 game so far, but it's been a fun one. Engineering takes back over. Pass from one defender to the other. They try to dump this one down. That's number 93, Kiefer Oldhofer, in pursuit. turnover generated by number 26, Carter Robertson, but he is unable to connect with a teammate. And now we've got Eng breaking out of their own zone, looking for a rush the other way. And we are going to get one. That is number 94, Lucas Vinches. Vinches loses it. And now we've got Eng going back the other way. This is a track meet here at Slush Puppy Place. Behind the net, cycling that one around. Shot on goal blocked. And the follow-up opportunity is unsuccessful. The Commerce defense holding firm there. As we are still scoreless, a 0-0 deadlock. But that is number 27, Evan Graham. Over to Attu. Attu unable to get a shot on net. And Commerce will clear. Eng does regain possession. But the lone defender is being hounded and harried by an aggressive Commerce forecheck. And it nearly leads to disaster. In fact, it looks like Commerce getting in the corner there, rolling up the sleeves, trying to generate a turnover. We are going to get an icing call, so we are going to get an offensive zone faceoff for your Commerce squad in the engineering end of the ice. My goodness gracious, 6 minutes to play here in our first period of charity hockey action. And my goodness gracious, folks, I will tell you right now, I have never seen a Canadian anthem as electric as the one that played just before the game here. And notable, noteworthy, True North strong and free. At the mention of free, there was a rafter-shaking ovation from this Queens and Kingston contingent, which I think tells you all you need to know about the current state of things. This is an emotionally charged game. There was a tear in my eye when they announced the $721,000 figure, and there were chills up my spine during the anthem. This is a perfect night for a little bit of hockey action. We're got a real heated rivalry here, and no, I'm not talking about boy kissing. I'm talking about program rivalries between Commerce and Eng. And Commerce is going to have a golden opportunity here to strike first, but Engineering wins that defensive zone faceoff. They cycle this puck, very nearly into the Commerce bench, but they do recover it. We've got a golden scoring chance for the Purple People Eaters in Eng. But the Commerce defense holds firm. Puck in the neutral zone controlled by Eng. Forecheck there from Will Shepard. Doing a great job on that forecheck. Generated a few turnovers so far here. Milne for the Engineers passes it. Dump and chase, but unsuccessful as Commerce will ice this one. Dawson Rowe getting down into his crouched goaltending stance, and it looks like he has got pads with the London Knight color scheme. Very possible that he may have played in the London Knights junior developmental system based on his pads and his performance. He has been the best player for this Engineering squad here tonight. And he may be tested again. We've got a two-on-one break for Commerce. Shot wide of the net. That one's going to haunt him as Engineering back the other way. Three-on-three rush. Dropped off. Shot from Engineering. Saved by Kevin Nuckby. And now Commerce has got an odd man rush. Three-on-two. We're going to need a centering pass here. But they are unable to connect. Commerce does maintain possession. They will keep the pressure on. Shot blocked and cleared. And we are going to get another offensive zone faceoff for Team Commerce. Icing call there on the Engineers. Back and forth action. We are two-thirds of the way through our first period as they have got the Engineer look-alike camera up, and Leprechaun is the proper comparison. That's quite an interesting-looking young man. Engineering wins the draw. They're going to clear this one out of their zone over center ice, corralled by Commerce. Good pass there to Holden Katzele. Katzele down the right-hand side, makes a move, shot on goal. Rowe says no. That is the play of the game so far from Holden Katzele, but Dawson Rowe, goodness gracious, clutch save there. And now engineering back the other way. Luke McPherson controlled it, but ultimately Kaven Nakvi is able to jump on that puck, and we will get an offensive zone faceoff for your Purple Engineers. We have a beer can on the ice, and we have a couple gentlemen being escorted out by security. I suppose one thing leads to another. We're hoping the shenanigans will be at a minimum here, given that this is a charity event. But, hey, you never know. We have got the puck in the neutral zone. Both Eng and Commerce fighting furiously to maintain possession. Commerce will get the puck in their own zone, looking for a breakout pass. Ooh, that one was a bit of a haywire cross-ice pass, but Commerce so far unpunished. However, it looks like engineering will be able to take possession. Oh, up and over the glass, incidental out of play. So we'll get a face-off near center ice. Tonight's broadcast, since it's a charity event, we don't have any sponsors on the roster, but if you are looking to sponsor our football coverage, well, we have some spaces available on our sponsorship roster. You can reach out to station at cfrc.ca if you've got a business or product that you want to get in front of hundreds of thousands of people. That's right, hundreds of thousands. Our outstanding work on CFRC power plays. Commerce back the other way. Kid down the ice, but we do have a stoppage in play. Waiting to see if this is a penalty, or yes, indeed, it looks like it is going to be a penalty on Grayson Ibrahim. Just waiting to see what exactly is being issued. The officials were talking to Grayson Ibrahim, but nope, no penalty. It looks like the play was just whistled dead, possibly as a safety concern. These things do happen. Remember, this ain't even pro-am. This is just am, folks. Dumped into the Commerce end of the ice. Ooh, great opportunity here for Eng. Turnover, shot. Nakvi slams the door. Kaven Nakvi says, not me, not tonight. 0-0, still your scoreline. Commerce down in the engineering side of the ice. Puck behind the goaltender. Eng fighting frantically to get this one out of their own zone after a scoring opportunity was denied by Kaven Nakvi. Shot blocked. Eng is going to have an odd man rush. That's number 19, Ben White. Ben White holding the puck, trying to connect. He is being harassed and hounded. He does eventually create a scoring opportunity, but Kaven Nakvi erases that one with his glove. Puck is still loose along the boards. Right now, it's a total cattywampus in the boards. Nobody has the puck. It's a tangle of sticks and legs. But Eng does manage to poke that puck away, but Commerce will recover back the other way. A 4-on-3 turning into a 3-on-3. That's Strap. Strap unable to secure the puck. So Eng will take back over, going back the other way. 0-0 our scoreline. 2 minutes to play in your first period of hockey action. We've got a turnover. We've got a Commerce opportunity.